Okay.
Great, all right. So, District 1, Lee Wells, you're on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, could you introduce yourself real briefly?
Pardon, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, could you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, I'm just Lee Wells. What else do you want me to say?
Oh, not too much. Just briefly, your name and anything else you wanted to add. If you don't want to add anything else, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right.
Start off, but...
Thanks, Lee. Yeah, we couldn't get a hold of Bill, but Jerry, are you still there?
I'm here, Justin, yep. Jerry Kolke, chairman.
Great, all right. And Randy, are you still there?
Yeah, Randy Lawford here.
Okay, great. Randy is District 5 on our board, and Justin O'Day is the WSU Extension agent.
Yep, I'm here, Justin O'Day.
Great, okay, all right. And then we also have Galena on the phone, Parks and Lands Manager.
That's so like the chair, I mean, unless you want me to say if you think later.
Okay, no, that's fine. We also have Kevin Tyler on the phone.
Good morning, are you guys able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Great, okay. And then anybody I missed? Lisa Nelski is also on the phone with us. Great, okay. She's the applicant for the District 2 vacancy that we have. Okay, great. And I am Justin Colell, the coordinator. And I'll go ahead and just jump right into the updates that we have for our field inspection program. you guys asked about last time the tansy ragwort signs being put up across the county, and so we have put up the tansy ragwort signs. Some of them have already been defaced or lost, so we put some of those back up again, but they are out there dotted around the county. And with the coronavirus pandemic, we don't have any temporary staff returning to the field inspection side of things. In our office, there have been some temporary staff returning, but none that are assigned for field inspection. And we've had a pretty odd year this year. I was working on the Vancouver Lake plan, Integrative Aquatic Vegetation Management Plan, to address the Eurasian water milfoil and other weeds in Vancouver Lake. And we've been pretty hard pressed to complete our usual workload, but we're doing the best that we can out there. It's pretty hard without temporary staff. But our priorities continue to be the Class A noxious weeds and also poison hemlock. And we've been doing the best on that we can. We've had pretty good compliance. Among our successes have been the State Department of Transportation has actually been out and sprayed along 205 and SR-14. Has been pretty prominent. They still have a few issues out there, here and there, but by and large, they have started their spray program, so that's good. Some of the things that are outstanding, still problems, we have the railroad right-of-way. BNSF still has several areas. And they could be facing a civil infraction fine. And also the city of Vancouver and one of the parks of Vancouver still have some pretty significant issues with milk thistle and some poison hemlock. And so we're working with them, but they could also face a fine at this late stage for milk thistle, which is already going to seed. There are a handful of other private properties that haven't done control work and could face a fine as well, maybe three or so. And that brings me to the enforcement side for tansy ragwort. I wanted to really put out to the board that I need to get direction from the board if we can proceed with our usual course of action for tansy ragwort. Without your input, I've been continuing along the assumption that yes, even with reduced staffing and budget, we're going to treat tansy ragwort pretty much the same as we have in other years. But can I have some input from you guys? Maybe it's a vote or maybe just general direction as far as yes, can we go ahead with our usual program?
I would think you could go ahead as per what we've done in the past. I see no reason to change with less help.
Great, okay, thank you, Jerry.
Is that in form of a motion?
Well, you shouldn't need it, but I'll make it in the form of a motion that we continue as we have in the past.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to continue with tansy ragwort control as we have in the past. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Okay. You have your direction, Justin.
Okay, thank you so much, Jerry. Like you say, we shouldn't need it, but it helps us out because then we know for sure. There was some question as far as what we could sustain, but thank you for that. With that direction, I'll go ahead and we'll do the best that we can, even with tansy ragwort. There's going to be quite a volume, just based on what we're seeing so far in the year. There's going to be quite a lot. So, like with everything else, I'll just focus on what we can do. So, thanks for that. And I also wanted to mention that we did find a very significant infestation, and it's actually the biggest infestation anybody in the office has ever seen when it comes to milk thistle. And there was also quite a lot of poison hemlock. This infestation was found on Bonneville Power Administration, BPA land. If anybody knows the Ross Complex, it's in Vancouver, very close to Highway 99 and I-5. It also borders the Clark County Railroad, which is how one of our employees actually found it. We were treating the railroad, and he looked backward, a direction that he hadn't looked in a specific way, and saw some weeds. They followed up on that, and we found quite a lot. If anybody's interested, I can forward you the email with all the pictures in it. It's pretty staggering, this infestation. So we've been working with the BPA, and they had a crew out there actually cutting each plant down with loppers. They had a small work crew out there, which was just part of their normal maintenance group. But they kind of redirected them. I was pleased to see that coming down. So we're going to be following up with them to make sure that that actually takes place.
Hi!
Hi!
Well, hey, well, so late. I've been trying to get into B1 over there, and
Oh, no, I thought you would have gotten the invitation. It's just a teleconference, but you're welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, Bill just walked in.
All right.
Our television doesn't have teleconference on it.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was just letting everybody know that we found a really, really large infestation, the biggest infestation anybody's ever seen in our office, of milk thistle. And it was on Bonneville Power Administration land.
Hmm.
So we've been working with them, and they've been taking care of it, cutting it all down, bagging it all up. So they'll do the best they can for what's on their property, and we've already been out and sprayed to try to do the best that we could on the Clark County Railroad. So right at the Ross Complex, if you're familiar.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Clark County Railroad goes right past there, and this time around, we discovered it, so I'll send you pictures if you like. It's really, really bad infestation.
Hold on. That's okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick up right where I left off, and we'll just let you see minutes afterward so we can keep moving along. I wanted to give an update just really briefly. Some of the other programs across the state, things are looking pretty different across Washington State as well for all the other programs. I just wanted to highlight that two counties right now don't have noxious weed coordinators. Assotin County and also Wakayamkum County both don't have coordinators right now. And only Wakayamkum County is actually trying to fill their position actively. Assotin County is not even advertising the position. One other brief update. The Vancouver Lake treatment that the Friends of Vancouver Lake are putting on is starting tomorrow and can go through the 10th. So they will be treating the lake. And again, that's not actually distinctly a Clark County government or Noxious Weed Control Board effort at this point, even though Clark County did contribute to that. The funds that they raised. So that's something that Friends of Vancouver Lake is actually effecting right now. And one other update. The Japanese Knotweed Control Project, that's a grant from WSDA, we're still trying our best to affect that grant and do the most we can for it so that it can happen. We'll try to orient staff in that direction as we can when we get to that part of the season, but it'll be pretty difficult to still get much done with all the changes that have come down recently. Like I highlighted at our last meeting, I think that's all I'll say on that part. So we didn't receive any public comment in writing. We do have an open line that the public can call in right now, but we don't have any callers on that line. So I'm going to move right through the public comment that I would have read aloud. And at this point, if there's any other board input for adjusting our priorities in the field inspection program, aside from what we've already had the motion, then absolutely, I'd be glad to hear any other input from the board.
Yeah.
Well, if I could throw in here, there's one thing, and I don't know what's under items from the board number seven or put it in now. Could somebody go out and visit Victor Bloomquist? I am sick to death of him coming to my place and hounding me for 2 hours on this thing with his neighbor with the tansy ragwort.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, any of you that have had any input or any thing with Victor know that every time you turn around, he comes back to the same thing time and time and time again. And I kept telling him, go talk to Justin or talk to the weed board. And please, I needed to get back to work. And 2 hours later, I was still trying to get him off my arm. So if you would, please.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We've had...
Well, I'm sure you have.
History, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Hey, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
on Vancouver Lake and the milfoil, just a question on that. That comes under us?
No, it doesn't come under the weed board specifically, except that as the coordinator, I wrote the plan for future efforts on Vancouver Lake. So we put together a document that spells out what some good strategies are, lays out the options, and makes some recommendations. That was actually a separate effort from the treatment. The Friends of Vancouver Lake had already decided to do a treatment, already got the permit to do the treatment. They were going to actually do this treatment last year, but they didn't quite get to it soon enough, and the plants had already passed the window of treatment that it would have been effective to treat them. So they had to push it off until this year. So any future efforts would probably most likely be informed by the plan that we put together. And in fact, Clark County has applied for and received a grant to do work for Vancouver Lake in the future. And I'll keep you guys up to date on that as that develops, but it hasn't actually been finalized yet. The agreement has yet to be signed.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious on if it was under us or just, yeah. So keep working on that when you can. Yeah.
All right. Great, okay. Well, thank you guys. The next item, number six on our agenda, is the hearing to review the applicant, board member, and after all the applicants, there's only one, then if we could proceed to the nomination phase, that would be fantastic. And at this point, if we could hear from Lisa, just introduce yourself briefly, that would be great.
My name is Lisa Nelski, and I just really enjoy invasive weeds, which I don't know if it sounds weird, but I just it's something I really enjoy. I feel like it's something that I can do that makes a difference, and I feel like even though I don't have an agricultural background, I grew up around agriculture, so I definitely know some of the challenges with agriculture, and I know a lot of the consequences of, I know a few years ago you were doing, there was the weed-free initiative. It was free to have people get reviewed for, oh, my feed for horses and pack horses is weed-free. And I do a lot of backpacking. I've seen the consequences of it not being weed-free. I think something else that I can bring to the table to help out is I have a lot of connections with Vancouver School District, Evergreen School District, and Hawkinson School District with their either their florist or their botany departments. And I think that I could maybe help get some more eyes on the ground looking for noxious weeds and definitely raise awareness. I'd love to help out where I can.
Great, thank you so much, Lisa, and Bill's got your paperwork as well, so he's looking over that.
Okay.
I can talk some more. Normally I start talking about invasive plants and people just kind of
their eyes glaze over.
They're getting a glazed over look on their face, but kind of, I don't know, you guys actually care about plan, so.
Yeah. Lisa, this is Bill Zimmerman. The only thing I see on your resume is I don't see much of a background in agriculture, and I am concerned a little bit, but I hope that we could, you know, work around that, and hopefully you have a better understanding of the agricultural needs too. So I would appreciate that. So yeah.
Yeah, I have a garden at my house, and I have several different species of fruit trees, but as far as agricultural goes, I mostly just know the consequences of what happens when invasive plants get into agriculture. I've had the unfortunate experience of having milk that's been tainted by Queen Anne's lace, and where I grew up in Berrien County, Michigan, it's one of the bigger agricultural areas, so that's definitely not one of my strong points, but I'm able to study where I feel like I'm shortcoming, and I'm not going to try to surpass you guys saying like, oh yeah, you should do this when it comes to agriculture, because that's your guys' strong point.
Okay, thank you.
Now, do we need a motion, Justin, to approve Lisa to come onto the board, correct?
Yeah, my understanding of how it works is that the board reviews all the applicants and then chooses among them and makes a nomination to the county legislative authority.
So I will so move that we nominate Lisa Nelski to the county weed board. This is Bill Zimmerman.
Okay. All right. Lee Wells. Yep. We have a motion and a second to nominate Lisa Nelski to the weed board and forward that on to the county councilors. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. All right, Lisa. Welcome, hopefully, to the board. We'll let the county councilors be official, and we'll go from there.
Thank you so much.
We hope to meet with you in person soon. Yeah.
That's the next meeting.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Boy, that's great. Lisa, you mentioned something that kind of jogged my memory with weed-free forage. Jerry, are you doing any weed-free forage this year?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, well.
Skip from this year. Anyway, yeah, I'm just going to skip this year.
Okay.
If I can get some hay up at all.
Yeah, or at least dry anyhow, Jerry, huh?
Yeah, the water quit flowing in the ditches just the other day out of my field.
Oh,
so
geez. Yeah.
Now I need some dry weather or weather to dry the hay, and it's just not there.
Mm. Yeah.
So I could be making hay in August.
Well, okay. I'll pass that along because Kara wanted to know. Kara let me know that we have about five or six producers that are in the process of cutting and baling right now. She has started the certified seed fields, and she's actually had new interest in the weed-free forage program this year. We've got a couple of different last names you guys may have heard of, Monahan and Bartel. They're new people with us that have been doing our program. So. Yep, Kevin Dobbins has already got his stuff going, so that's quite a bit of work, and we're chugging through it.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some signs. I was up in the Gipper Pinchot and Mount Adams yesterday, and I see the signs for a must-have certified hay and straw to be entering here or be packing, like Lisa was mentioning. Mm-hmm.
Great, okay. Which brings us to any other items from the board. If you've got anything else you want to bring up, now's the time.
Question on the...
One thing. This is Lee Wells. Okay, I've got some wheat that I need to be checked out for certification.
Oh, strong.
Okay.
So, I'll be waiting for a call, is what I'm trying to say. I'm driving now, so as you hear the phone or the rig beeping. But anyway, at a later date, just put that on your agenda or schedule.
Okay, yeah, we'll give you a call.
Thank you.
The Tansy signs, did we get any of those out? I have not seen a single one, but then I haven't been driving around that awful much either, so, yeah.
Yeah, we did get those out.
Okay.
And some of them have already been taken down, and we've replaced those. So, yes, we did get the Tansy signs out, and we'll kind of continue to monitor and make sure that, the key areas get covered.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, anything else from the board? Okay, not hearing much.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably got things to do. And it's like everybody else says, it's different times now. It's sure inconvenient that we can't meet in person.
Yeah. I agree.
Bounce off of each other a little better than you can over the phone. So
yeah, it's a little awkward. Still,
I have nothing more.
Yeah, this is Bill, and we've tried to do Farm Bureau meetings over the phone, and it's a real challenge, I'll tell you what. So I agree, yeah, it's hard to have much of a discussion. Yeah. So anyhow, okay.
I guess just for some information, it's Randy Lawford. I've been out doing lots of spraying. I finally seen the Tansy bugs yesterday on some of my Tansies up here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put in, I've seen quite a few in certain areas, not every area. They seem a little spotty, but where you do get them, they've been very heavy.
Well, one question I had on that Tansy bug, will they move from plant to plant?
Yeah, they do a little bit. When they're in the caterpillar stage, and if they get knocked off the plant, then they'll go look for another one. But where they really move from plant to plant is when the moth flies around and finds a plant and lays eggs on it. So that's where they really move.
Hey, I haven't seen any moths flying yet up here, but a little higher and a little later in the year.
Well, I'm down low and I haven't seen any moths. I haven't seen any caterpillars either. Down our way.
No.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess, Justin, we must be at the end of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
So, hearing nothing else from the board, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and we'll wait to hear from the county councilors on Lisa, and we'll look at the next meeting when it comes around.
I think it's August 5th.
That was for if we had.
Is the meeting, I believe, I don't have my schedule in front of me, was August. That is a one. If we have any infractions that we have,
yes.
So is that one going to be on, or is it still in the planning stages?
So we might reserve that one if we do have any appeals. It's just for appeals, hearing an appeal. If we need to hear an appeal. If nobody appeals their infraction, then we don't have to have that meeting at all.
Yeah.
Justin, okay. will you notify us, okay, on the meeting, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll make sure to let you guys know if you guys will need to come in for a meeting. As soon as we get an appeal, if there is one, then we'll tell you.
We'll know, okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Chris and Justin, Kevin. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, everybody have a good Monday.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.